Polarization just keeps getting worse in Washington. It's as bad as they've ever seen it, and it seems to be making Americans very upset.
Impeach 45!
This is politics.
Impeach 45!
Is this where we want to set the bar for future presidents?
Clinton was the worst in history.
It was a vote along party lines that made President Clinton only the...
I'm not for gay marriage.
I believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
I believe marriage is between a man and a woman.
And so does
Barack Obama nor I support redefining the Constitution.
A limousine was set on fire downtown.
It's my decision.
Smoke could be seen for blocks away. And protesters hurled trash cans and flash bombs at protesters. The bill is working intense partisan fighting.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Bob and Weave. I was going to do the intro, but it doesn't matter. I'm the Weave. That's the Bob. We all know who we are now.
We still do. We can't just not do it.
I know. It's hard not to do it.
What's up, guys?
Like, I want to do it every week, but at the same point, I'm like, I think they know who we are at this point.
Also, I've been listening back, and I found myself thinking, well, that's pretty lame.
Yeah.
But every week, we tell them who we are.
Yeah. I mean, we are kind of lame, though.
But thank you guys for joining us. This week we have, Zach has done, I guess in this angle on the video, you can see I have nothing in front of me, and Zach has an entire page of notes for this important topic.
Doesn't really matter a whole lot about these notes, but
before we get into today's topic,
mm-hmm.
I just want to touch on two things. One, I told you when we were recording earlier today that my 15-year-old and my 9-year-old watched The Karate Kid with me last night
mm-hmm.
after Quentin was editing this video for the Cobra Kai episode and decided that he wanted to check it out, which I was really nervous about because I thought he was going to ruin it for me. But as it turns out, if you haven't watched The Karate Kid, the original first one in a long time, check it out. It actually holds up. Like I watched it and Becky was watching it with us. Like it's still good. And Quentin, my 15-year-old, who's very cynical when it comes to movies and television, mm-hmm. said that was a good movie.
That kind of surprises me. He liked it.
Me too. It surprises me the lack of what we were calling corniness last week
mm-hmm.
That was in it, because it really it was put together very well.
Yeah, it's not as corny as you remember.
Mm-mm. No,
see, I still remember it being pretty corny.
No, Cobra Kai is more corny than it is.
Okay, I guess I might have to go back and watch, even though I didn't go back and watch Cobra Kai. Like I said, I might.
Mike said he would, and Mike said he wouldn't. He also didn't go back.
What did Parker think of the movie?
He loved it. But was glued to the screen.
Yeah, he was kicking shit.
Yep. We're gonna watch. We're gonna watch part two tonight.
Ooh, are you gonna get all the way to part five or whatever, Mike?
No.
Brought up?
No, I'm not. I don't think I'll. At some point, I may want to check out part three and part four.
Part four is the one that Mike called, right? Totally like
with Hillary Swank in it.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yep.
I don't know where Mike got that from.
And the other thing is, funny story, you mentioned when I was wearing my nice meat eater hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise. It was a gift to myself.
Oh, it was a gift to yourself. So it was kind of a surprise.
Oh, no, it was a surprise.
Did you not know you ordered it?
So last week, like Thursday, I get a package in the mail,
mm-hmm.
or Friday, whenever it was. I get a package in the mail, and I'm like, from the meat eater? I'm like, oh, Steve Rinella has noticed how much I love and support him and has decided to send me some cool meat eater gear. And I open it up, and surely it was full of meat eater gear. And there's this nice hat that I'm wearing right now, and four t-shirts, two of which are the same t-shirt. I was like, what the? And then I was like, what the hell? And the order sheet's in there, the invoice or whatever. And I'm like, I don't. And then the date of the order was the Friday night before at like 11 o'clock at night.
Uh-oh.
I thought, oh, that's the day that we went out to Rybell's for dinner and I had a few whiskeys. And then we went to Haymarket and then came back here and had some beers there and then came back here, laid down in bed, turned the TV on, poured myself a glass of bourbon. And it was like coming back to me that Becky had fallen asleep. And when she falls asleep, I get to watch what I want to watch. the only time I get to watch what I want to watch. So I turned on The Meat Eater on Netflix and was just watching that, just something I could kind of fall asleep to. And then I got to thinking, getting kind of chilly, because that night it was chilly that night, and mm-hmm. we were sitting outside, and I was like, man, I should get a nice hoodie. I wonder if the Meat Eater has a, like, I remember this now. I remember going that night to the Meat Eater site in search of a hoodie. What I don't remember is ordering a hat and four t-shirts, two of which are the same shirt.
Nice.
And I thought they screwed up and looked at the order form and you could, and they were, it didn't say like two of these shirts. It said one of these shirts. This shirt, and another one of those shirts. So
you're like, I like that shirt. And my scrolled by, and you're like, I like that shirt too.
So my drunk ass ordered a bunch of t-shirts, duplicates. So if it's if I get it dirty, I've got a spare now of that shirt.
I think the new season came out yesterday.
Today came out. Yeah, I was a little upset this morning because I was checking it because I was like, man, because I was thinking about going down and hitting the old elliptical this morning while before Parker went to school.
Yeah,
because I can turn on the new Meat Eater and. It said on the splash screen that it's up and it's like, check out season 9, part 1 now. But when I would go to the Meat Eater, it only had season 7 and 8 on it.
Hmm.
So it might have been my phone or just might not have uploaded yet. But they said they're doing two parts, two 5-episode parts. So there's 5 episodes just released a day. And then early 2021, they're going to release 2 more episodes.
Nice.
Pretty excited about that.
So I got a story that will lead us into the topic today.
Okay.
So I got wrangled into coaching again, baseball, because my kid's school decided not to do football because of our governor.
I said, well, they didn't have a choice at one point.
Yeah. Our governor said no football,
right?
No youth football whatsoever. So my son's teams decided to do fall baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So of course I'm an idiot and I get wrangled into coaching again.
Right. And to be clear, the original purpose of that, which was statewide, it wasn't even just youth sports. But the MHSAA, after the governor's rulings came out, said they were going to swap.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved baseball and got them going real, because they were behind the eight ball.
Yep.
Got baseball going real quick with the plan to do football in the fall.
Correct.
And then they're like, just kidding. We'll do football in the fall.
Yeah.
When kids are already playing baseball.
So I'm coaching T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
I love coaching T-ball. T-ball is honestly probably my favorite to coach. I've coached 3 different levels now. Mm-hmm. T-ball is probably my favorite to coach.
You're a good man.
All you got to do is keep them facing the right direction. You have some fun. Like for whatever reason, the kids call me Coach Banana because I told the kids, because I'm an idiot, that I said, you can call me Coach Weaver. You can call me Coach Zach. You can call me, hey, big guy. You can call me anything you want as long as it's nice. And one of them started calling me Coach Banana.
And now they call you Coach Banana.
Now they all call me Coach Banana. I have no idea why.
I can't believe that's your favorite. I've coached all the way from T-ball with both kids all the way up to Babe Ruth League. And I really like coaching the older kids. Couldn't stand coaching the T-ball.
It's just about having fun.
Right.
There's no score. There's no, you know what I mean? It's just about having fun. Just about getting them moving, having fun.
You know why it's hard on me is because I happen to be a little bit OCD.
Yeah.
And so when kids aren't standing where they're supposed to stand, they're not just, you know, I don't care about winning or losing. It's just like, no, you play here. You do this here. You do this, and they're never doing it as like herding cats. But anyway, I'm getting you off your story.
I'll go with that for a second.
Uh-huh.
I thought I was doing good coaching. Got all the kids ready to go. I've been hitting them grounders. They're ready to go. First game of the season, we're in the field first. I get all the kids lined up. Everybody knows what to do. So if the ball's hit to you, we throw it to first.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid. Okay, the ball's coming to me, throw it to first. First kid rips the ball. The team we played had hitters for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Totally rips the ball right past all my kids. Not a single kid on the team moves. They just watch it go by them.
Forgot to tell them that they might have to move to get the ground ball.
Yeah, never told them that it had to move. Next batter up, same thing. Kid rips the ball off the tee, rips the ball off the machine, right past all my kids. No one moves again.
Just runs all the way around the bases.
Yeah. Well, no, they only get to advance one base at a time.
Oh.
But back to where I was going with this. My T-ball team is 8 kids. 5 girls, 3 boys.
Really?
Yes. One of the boys is mine, who's a savage. The other little boy's played. I've coached him before. The third little boy is 4, so he has no clue what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the 5 little girls have never played before, ever. Now, I have no problem with this whatsoever.
Did you get to pick your team?
No.
Because we used to do a draft where we go in and pick our team.
So we didn't get to pick our team.
They just said, you get the bad team.
They said, here's your team.
Right.
They asked if I wanted anybody in particular.
Yeah.
And the one little boy's friends with my kid, and I asked for that kid.
Uh-huh.
And he had a sibling that came with, and you know, but.
Like everybody else that doesn't know how to play, you get them.
Yeah. So 5 little girls on my team. Cool. I don't know how to handle girls. I have two little boys. You know, I'm a dad, but I have two boys. I don't know how to handle girls whatsoever. So I'm trying my best. But at the end of the first practice, I could bring all the kids together and I said, let's name the team. What do you guys want to call our team? Apparently, the little girls have already discussed this without, like, totally unbeknownst to me. And we are now the Rainbow Bees.
The Rainbow Bees.
The Rainbow Bees.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. My son was very upset.
He did not like it.
Yes. Not
at all. You know, Sagan has a mohawk and looks like he should have a mohawk.
Yes.
He's a little tough guy.
Smacked his hands on the ground. No! Yeah. He is like alpha male to alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's my team name. We're the Rainbow Bees.
He's a starter on the Rainbow Bees.
Yep. He's killing it. He's actually killing it.
Is he?
Yeah.
How's Maddox doing in the...
Maddox is doing all right. This is live pitch.
Oh, so Tenyu?
Tenyu is half live pitch, half pitching machine. He's doing okay. It's new.
Right.
So it's weird, but he's doing all right.
Parker's given up on baseball. At least for, well, we kind of gave up on baseball for him a little bit. So my son, we talked about before, my son has a pretty severe ADHD, very, very athletic and strong, but he takes medication for his ADHD that gets him through school, but about 3-4 in the afternoon, it wears off. And then so like evening baseball and football practices and sports, stuff like that, it just cannot focus to the point where he's getting yelled at all the time and then he's not having fun. And so we kind of made a decision last year to, like, we put him wrestling. Wrestling's been good for him. But for the team sports like that, we're like, and we'll just give him a couple years off, see how he matures a little bit to where he can, you know, grasp the connection between his actions and his consequences.
He's a good athlete. He's a really good athlete.
Yeah. Like,
so if he can put it together, he's going to be good.
I think he will. You know, my little brother had the same issue. And I mean, almost identical as a young kid, and he got older. I mean, he's still.
I was about to say your little brother's still got some of that going on right now.
Yeah, but you know, he calls it his crazy brain because he was in here or in his, what do you call him, berserk meds.
Because
he was just telling me he was in here yesterday getting ready for our trip in 2 weeks. He's like, I got to get my prescription refilled, but I'm having trouble with that. I'm like, what's, because he also has colitis, so I was like, for your stomach? He's like, no, for my brain, my Zyrk meds. he still takes medication for it. But, you know, as he got a little older, he was able to harness it and was a hell of an athlete when he got a little older. And so I think that'll probably happen with Parker. But I'm kind of out of the loop other than Bella with team sports right now. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to talk about today, because I know I can get Bob ranting about this. So for all our listeners that already know this, we're in Michigan. And our governor has put the lockdown on the state pretty hard over and over and over again. And one of the big things... And luckily, it hasn't actually evolved into youth sports as far as like little kid sports. But as in high school sports, one of the things is she requires them to wear a mask.
While playing.
So that was one of the things I wanted to talk about today. Our brought up was youth sports during COVID and how it looks. Because across the country, you know, these kids from 18 and under are playing now.
In my experience, it looks like panic attacks, asthma attacks. It's been terrible.
Yeah.
Because Bella is my stepdaughter is... a freshman this year, and she made the varsity volleyball team.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, she's the only freshman on the team, very good, plays the whole time, hardly ever comes out. But the volleyball game, which we can't go to, they give the kids, each kid gets two passes.
Okay.
That they can give to whoever, which she, you know, and since we're blended, she gives one to her mom and one to her dad, and they go, and Jeff's wife can't go, and I can't go.
Yeah.
So we haven't got to see him, but... they've just been a complete shit show. I mean, girls crying. Becky was just telling me about it. I was just in the house. They're calling it mask-induced asthma. That's like a real thing. That's not just even panic. It's actually causing damage in their lungs, like asthma attacks, constriction in their lungs and stuff in their airways. But the first game, literally within the first couple of minutes, there was a girl on the floor crying, and they had to whisper outside because she couldn't take her mask off, so she had to go outside to get her mask off to catch her breath and couldn't come back into the game, and girls are falling out and stuff. It's rough.
Now, I know it, obviously, like I said, we're in Michigan. This is a Michigan thing. It's not quite like this across the country.
Right.
But I know, I mean, Michigan being mandated is tough. I was just talking to some parents the other day that their kids play soccer and they have to wear masks for soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple kids on the team that were having trouble and just decided to pull them down. And the game continued and everything went on as fine. And then, like, the next practice, everybody shows up, and they've been tattled on, and it's an ordeal now. Like, the state is getting involved, and it's a...
Dude, some of it, like, I get it. I mean, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor. And anybody that says listen to the scientists, good luck, because they're all saying different shit. Mm-hmm. Depends which scientists you listen to. So whatever, the masks are, but as I've said from the very beginning of this, when we were talking about some of the stuff that's going on in our state, my issue is just be consistent and do shit that makes sense. Just do stuff that makes sense. They were making, I think they just pulled back on this. They're making kids running cross country wear masks. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely fucking asinine.
Yeah.
And so for those of you that don't, I'm sure most of you do, but don't know, like cross country is a racing sport, but it's long range racing, mm-hmm. and it's outside. So like the runs are 5-10 miles.
Yeah.
And so, there's no stand. I mean, you can sit, they start and stop like at the school. So you can sit there, but like literally they're like go and they take off and then you sit there for 2 hours mm-hmm. or an hour and wait for them to come back. There's not a big crowd there anyway, but they're outside. They're spread out. The field of runners is spread out, you know, could be for miles. And they're making them wear masks while they're doing 5-10, however long the runs are. It's just silly. It's soccer. They're outside. And I think they're making football players wear them underneath their masks. Mm-hmm. Which hopefully for them, at least with football, you could get maybe those clear plastic.
Yeah, like the shields.
And not be over their mouths. But, you know, it doesn't make sense. Even like the volleyball players, they're separated by a net. Mm-hmm. They're not. And I get the idea that, yeah, they could. But the girls, they've been practicing outside. Mm-hmm. So that they don't have to wear masks. So these girls are all practicing together for months, mm-hmm. bumping into each other, right next to each other, same, all. So once they go to play, then now they got to put their masks on, mm-hmm. but not for them, for the other team, because they're already exposed if they're exposed. It's just, it's tough.
That was one of the things I noticed. I did a bunch of research today, looking at different states and what different mm-hmm. states are doing.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, you know, I guess I kind of understand football. Mm-hmm. When they're trying to push football or do different things with football.
See, I think that one's silly.
Well, so I understand the idea. There's a lot of contact. There's you know, the pile-ups, all that stuff. There's huffing and puffing, you're breathing. You know, they talk about the water droplets and all this. You know what I mean? Like, it's all there. I understand that. But then you get the sports where they're spread out. You baseball, that was the whole idea, is to push football to the spring and play right. baseball because they can social distance. But then a lot of the things I've seen is, like, they're pushing volleyball. Are they canceling volleyball, which mm-hmm. I don't quite understand.
I mean, anytime certainly there can be contact where you can breathe out, but we're okay to, I'm okay to literally sit right next to you mm-hmm. at a restaurant without a mask on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally sit, your chair can be touching mine if we're eating. I can be on an airplane without a mask. I know you think you have to wear a mask, but as I said, if you are eating or drinking, when I was on a plane a couple of weeks ago, everybody just said, oh, I got a bottle of water, and everybody pulled their mask on mm-hmm. or pulled their mask down. So like those are acceptable risks, but and that's what I'm talking about. It doesn't make sense. It's not consistent. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think, I think the masks are probably helping a little bit, but I think there's science out there too, that they're doing just as much harm as good, because they're causing people to constantly touch their face and go to their face and take them off, and they're not washing them. Gives them a false sense of security that's not really there, mm-hmm. you know. So there's science the other way for it too, but he keeps it. You know, it's like everybody wear a mask and it's going to stop it. But then you look at like the numbers are still going up for the last 3 months that everybody's been wearing a mask every day. Mm-hmm. And I guess the argument there is, well, it would be worse if we weren't wearing a mask. But
yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I just don't understand quite where they've selected some of these sports, how they can say, like I said, I guess I kind of understand football, but then they'll turn around and say they can't have soccer.
Right.
Soccer's a no-go as well. But then some of these states will say, but field hockey's okay. Well, field hockey and soccer are the same fucking game. You know what I mean?
Like, right, just kicking it or hitting with a stick.
Yeah, it's totally the same. So that, like you said, just it's not consistent, which really bothers me.
And some of it, I'm sure, is state to state, but like even like I said, with football, to me, they're outside.
Yeah.
You're not in the face of someone. You can be, you know, during your blocking and stuff like that. But it's just, that one just seems like it's not nearly as big of a risk. I can see that, like you said, there's some contact stuff like that. But like cross country, soccer, mm-hmm. that one, to me, soccer is another one that's ridiculous. They're out. You're so spread out in soccer 99% of the time. And then what ends up happening is all of them just end up pulling their mask down under their chin. Mm-hmm. You know, Becky said the last volleyball game, you know, a couple people did it and they didn't get in trouble, so they all did it and they're all just playing that way. I was like, well, if you're going to do this, let them take them off then.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the Karens. I know people hate that term sometimes, but because the Karens hate the Karen term. But
I just feel like everybody's doing. And I said I'm not trying. If you're a pro mass person or not a mass person or whatever it is, like I don't know shit from shit. So don't. I feel like everybody is doing stuff just to make everybody else feel better. And the airplane is the perfect example. You know, mm-hmm. I don't remember. Hopefully, I haven't told the story on here. I think it was on Truth and Justice, but I have it very quickly. Like I said, my trip to Texas, you have to wear a mask on a plane. It's safe to fly because everyone's wearing a mask. And then you sit down and they say, unless you're eating or drinking, then you can take your mask off. And 100% of the people on the plane, when I turned around and looked, all had their masks off in an enclosed space. And I know they have air filtration and stuff like there too, but you're in an enclosed space. Everybody's got their mask on. Mm-hmm. But everybody feels better because you have to have a mask on an airplane to fly. And then I went down and met with Mike Ware of the Innocence Project, and I went and sat in his office with him. And we had our masks on because that's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat from me to you, 5-6 feet away from him, with masks on for an hour talking because we're being safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walked across the street, sat down at a restaurant to have lunch with me, him, Allison, and his son. So four of us at a tiny table. We sit down. Now he's 1 foot away from me. And we all took our masks off and continued our conversation. And then we got up to leave and put our masks back on to go back into his office.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we putting them back on going to the back of his office? If we were exposed, that already happened. You know, it doesn't make sense. It's just to make people feel better. And like I said, if masks really do help, then do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then everybody do it right. Then you know what? As much as it sucks, we don't go to restaurants.
Yeah.
You don't get on an airplane. You can't take it down to eat. You know, because if you're going to do that stuff, you might as well not have them to begin with. And now you're making my 14-year-old daughter wear one, causing her to not be able to breathe and have fucking panic attacks when she's trying to play volleyball, then don't have fucking volleyball. That's what you wanted, wasn't it? I just see you grinning because you knew I was going to do that.
I know. I was waiting for you. Really, the biggest thing that I have with this, and this is kind of where I wanted to lead into this today, this doesn't involve me at all. This doesn't involve my children at all. Mm-hmm. I think about the kids that are seniors or the kids that were seniors last year that right. dealt with it in the spring. You know, their sports being canceled or postponed or moved. You know, you have kids like, let's say in Michigan, luckily they reversed the ruling. They weren't going to do football at all.
Right.
But luckily they reversed the ruling. But you got to think about these kids that possibly have a scholarship on the line. Going into their senior year, there's people looking at them.
Right.
And now they're not going to play or they're going to get postponed or they're going to
That's their college career gone. Yeah. A lot of them.
Vermont, the state of Vermont is moving football from 11-on-11 contact to 7-on-7 touch. Touch football. That's something you play in kindergarten.
Right.
And they're going to have high school athletes play touch football to prevent this, but they're losing everything. And there's no, you know what I mean? Like all those athletes, they're going to lose scholarships. They're going to lose their college career.
And a lot of places are having the issue too of, like I was just saying, with your low numbers with football. Mm-hmm. And I think in Michigan, I think they stopped. I don't think anybody in Michigan ended up putting baseball in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they were going to do, or they were going to put football in the spring with baseball. It's like now the same athletes that play both sports have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. And, you know,
there's a lot of states on this list that I have that are doing it, that are pushing it to the spring.
Right.
So you're going to have that. You're going to have those dual athletes that aren't going to be able to participate in both of them.
Right. And it seems like, yeah, it's just a sport, whatever, but it's a big deal. I know kids that have been friends with my kids that I went to school with and knew
mm-hmm.
that were bright kids that got to go to college only because of their athletic ability, mm-hmm. because they came from extremely poor backgrounds and there was no way that they could afford to do it.
Yeah.
But because they got scholarships, they were able to go to school. And so it is a big deal. And I do, I feel, you know, and some of the stuff no one can do anything about is not blaming anyone, but I feel so, a very, very good friend of mine had a senior that graduated this year, and it was horrific to watch. And she's an old friend of mine from high school, and went through, without, you know, getting her, she went through a really hard time in life and was raising her son alone. It was an amazing mother,
mm-hmm.
and fought through everything she fought through to get him all the way to his, I still remember, it almost tears me up thinking about it. I remember her Facebook post, and she just posted, this is not how this was supposed to end, because her son didn't get to have a senior prom, didn't get to have a graduation, didn't get to play a senior year of baseball. Like, and those things may seem insignificant, but to some people, they're not. So to mm-hmm. some people, it's a big deal. And like I said, that's not really necessarily about this, just kind of spinning off what you said, because it's nobody's fault, especially then, because mm-hmm. Nobody knew what was going on. Nobody knew what was happening then. So something had to be done. But I feel like by now it needs to stop being so goddamn politicized. Everybody's trying to use this virus as a weapon against their political opponents right now. On both sides of the aisle are doing it, and we're all paying the price for it.
Mm-hmm. And so I just look at it, I'm trying to stay away from that. I'm trying to look at it as their careers. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? As these kids going off to college and being able to have a college career, potentially, you never know. There's not a lot of athletes that are going to go pro.
But there's some.
Mm-hmm. And they've just totally lost out on that
mm-hmm.
because of these requirements that they're putting in place.
That'd be a good topic to look into. I wonder, because you think like colleges
mm-hmm.
have to be adapting to this somehow. You know what I mean? Because typically,
I would really hope so.
Because typically, they're recruiting during senior year. They're watching you play your senior year, and that's who they're giving the scholarships to. But just as much as these kids are missing out, at the same time, those colleges are still need to build their dynasty. They still, you know, they're bringing in freshmen, so that 2 years, 3 years from now, they have this great team. I'm surely they're not like, oh, I guess we don't get anybody now. So there's got to be something, or maybe they're just kicking themselves because they didn't recruit juniors enough last year.
It could be. You know, and maybe people are bored of this. Maybe people don't want to hear about sports, but sports is a huge factor in my life. I've mm-hmm. played sports my entire life up until the point that I had kids and up until the point that they started playing. I still did something athletic. I still competed.
Right.
And now that they're of age, I coach and I've done that. Sports has been my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a huge topic for me that even though it's not directly affecting my children at the moment, it worries me really bad. And we're in a unique situation. That's one thing I'll say. Because of where we're located. Michigan is crazy right now. Michigan's, you know, the mask mandate and all this stuff.
Right.
But we're in a unique situation that we live right on the border of Indiana.
Right.
And I've talked to several parents that have talked about taking their kids to Indiana to play sports.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people put maps out there when they canceled football.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not even our state. Like, the governor, like, opened up sports in northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So here we sit. We're here in southern Michigan. And it's like, oh, if you go 5 miles to the south, they're playing. If you go 100 miles to the north, they're playing. Literally, the only people that can't play is us here, right, stuck in the middle.
Yep.
And for, like, especially where I live, I'm like, you know, you can throw a rock to Indiana from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just lived, luckily, I don't have kids that are dealing with other than Bella with her volleyball and softball. But if it's like we were just 2 minutes down the road that way, you could play. You could play without a mask. You could.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen, in any research did you come across, are there the states like Indiana that are allowing sports to go on without masks, are they seeing spikes in cases?
I have not seen any spikes.
I haven't heard about any either.
I have not heard any. You hear the random stories, and there's been a couple that I came across where you'll hear like, oh, one football team had 4 players test positive,
mm-hmm.
but they can't really say that was because of the sport.
Because a lot of times, I'm sure those are the same. I know from in my experience playing sports all my life,
mm-hmm.
the guys I played football with are the same guys that I was partying with and I was going fishing with and I was, you know, hanging out with on the weekends.
Exactly.
So, you know, they could wear their mask and stay 6 foot apart of the entire football practice and then get in a car with each other and go home.
Mm-hmm. The places that I want to keep an eye on for this, like in the future, is like Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Like straight up Iowa doesn't give a fuck about anything right now.
Right.
So Iowa in the beginning of August held their baseball state championship tournament that they do every year, just like normal.
Right.
And they held it at where the Iowa Cubs played. So it's like the Chicago White or the Chicago Cubs farm team.
Right.
And they said over that weekend, they had 30,000 people go through those doors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't give a fuck. Yeah.
And I wonder what the result was, because I was telling you before we came in here,
mm-hmm.
have you, South Dakota, if the reports that I've seen are accurate, I haven't had time to dig in and fact check all this, but South Dakota, to my understanding, never put any restrictions in place.
Mm-hmm.
Their governor, I did with my own two eyes see the governor speaking, saying, we believe that the people of South Dakota can use their own brains and common sense, and they can decide when they should be social distancing. They can decide when they want to wear a mask. They can control their own risk factors, and literally did nothing. And they have, it was the lowest or one of the lowest per capita. So I know the population, obviously, of South Dakota is less than the population of, say, New York. But per, you know, based on the population, per capita had lower numbers of COVID cases and deaths than all these other mm-hmm. places that are doing all this shit.
And that's saying something with Sturgis being there.
Right. And that was the big thing. They're like, this is going to be the next big mm-hmm. super spreader is Sturgis, the big biker rally. I'm sure there are some cases or whatever, but I haven't heard anything that there was any big spike because of that.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. And we're going back to traveling across the border to like Indiana. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the parents that I talk to are wrestling parents.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have what's called My Way in Michigan, which is like the mm-hmm. Michigan youth wrestling. Mm-hmm. And Indiana has one too. And all of our parents, all the team has basically said, like, if My Way doesn't open, we'll just go wrestle in Indiana.
Right.
And it's the same, you know what I mean? So why can't we wrestle there?
Yeah.
You know?
And that wrestling is one, like when you're talking about things that make sense. If you're someone who believes that the masks and social distance are going to stop it, I'll just tell you, as I've said from the very beginning, I don't think you can stop nature. I think it's going to work its course. My mother, who has an autoimmune disease, has been completely quarantined for months, has not left her house. The only interaction with anyone outside the house has been my father. Mm-hmm. He goes to the grocery store and back and gloves and disinfects and all this stuff. And my mom got tested positive with COVID. Never left her fucking house.
That's crazy.
And got tested positive with COVID. I don't think you can stop it. And she was fine, by the way. My mom never had a symptom. She just went through her 2 weeks and tested again and she was negative and all was good. But I just don't think you're stopped. I think the numbers are going to come down. You know, people call it herd immunity or whatever it is. I think it's just, it's cycling through. I mean, I know in my little circle of people, mm-hmm. I don't know, like 24 people that have had it. I only know one that's had any symptoms from it.
Yeah.
Well, I know one that had some symptoms. There was just, he had a headache and some joint pain for like 2 days, and that was it. And then I do know two people that died.
Really?
That died. But both of them were riddled with other illnesses. One was Deb Perringer.
Oh,
from Truth and Justice. That she did have COVID, but she was already dying of, which we didn't know about till afterwards. She had cancer and a bunch of a litany of other medical issues. And then another one, the man that passed away he was an alcoholic, had emphysema, was still, I mean, just was an absolute mess.
Yeah, there was a lot of underlying issues there.
Right. But, you know, nobody else had it. I just don't think that, anyway, doesn't matter what I think. My point was going to be with wrestling. Like, wrestling's when I can see, okay, yeah, you shouldn't wrestle. Mm-hmm. Like if you're really concerned about young people spreading it to each other, that's about as close contact as you can possibly get. You're literally locked up with each other and rolling around the mat mm-hmm. if you're concerned about it. Running cross country wearing a mask is stupid. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely asinine.
I had a bunch of parents. So my kids wrestle on a national dual team. My kids did not go to this, but USA Nationals was back at the end of July, I believe, mm-hmm. in Iowa. And it was, again, it was like an open facility, just like I talked about where they had 30,000 people come. I mean, they had thousands of people in this facility wrestling all weekend, no mm-hmm. big deal. And all the parents came back talking about it. They're like, if we had caught COVID, we had caught it there.
Right.
Like, because it was just a free-for-all.
Yeah.
Like, you do anything, play in the pool, play in the arcade, whatever you wanted.
Because there are no rules down there mm-hmm. at all.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think, again, I'm not even going to go into again what I think. I keep talking about what I think, and I'm sure people argue. Like, I'm not, like, fully admit, I don't know what's going on. I'm only looking at things from my own perspective, and I
as a coach, they've released things for us for more youth sports, for like the little kid youth sports. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not supposed to let them spit. We're not supposed to allow them to fist bump or high five, you know, anything. You know,
right.
To try to move the contact, which is, I get it a little bit, but you're still in close proximity with these people. You're still, you're maybe if we use different bats, but we're still in the dugout together. You know what I mean? There's so many things. And even at the games, and I was going to say this earlier, and even at the games, they've put caution tape on all the bleachers at the baseball fields. You're not allowed to sit in the bleachers at the baseball fields.
Oh, yeah.
But all the parents bring chairs.
Sit right next to each other.
And sit right next to each other.
Right.
Right by the bleachers. So, I don't know.
See, for volleyball in Buchanan's high school here, everybody has those passes, and you can get two people per player in to watch. And then on the bleachers, they have like 6-foot strips of duct tape
uh-huh.
or masking tape on the seats in all these different locations, and you're only allowed to sit on tape. Hmm. So they're made so you know if you're there with a group, somebody you know, you sit next to them there, and they spread out. And they were pretty strict here, but then they went back to Bridgman to play a game there. They didn't check the passes, and people just sat wherever the hell they wanted to.
Yeah.
And softball's been interesting. My Bella plays travel softball.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the summer when they started doing tournaments again, every tournament we went to had a whole thing like, parents can't be in the fields. You can watch from, if there's a parking area, we can watch from the parking area, but you can't be in the fields. Nobody in the bleachers. Everybody has to wear a mask. While all these, everyone had all these, and literally none, once we got there, the only difference you saw was a lot of places didn't have a concession stand open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody was just acting like normal. Now, the tournament she played in this weekend, they were doing something interesting. No restrictions on where the parents were all clustered up, sitting together like usual. The only thing that I saw that was different was they wouldn't it's silly, I think. They couldn't leave the ball out there. So at the end of the inning, when it's over, you take your team's ball back to the dugout, and the other team, when their pitcher comes out, brings their own ball because all of our players touched that ball, and so that we keep our ball, and then they have a ball that only their team touches.
Okay. That's interesting.
For a virus, they says doesn't spread by contact, but no masks and none of that stuff.
That's I didn't know that they were doing that.
As for, and that's to be fair, that's the first tournament I've seen them do it. And she played three games, and only two of the games they did it. One of the games, the umps didn't say anything. They didn't do it. Whatever.
So like, yeah, whatever.
It was, we're fine. Yeah. Then the second game, when Bella was pitching and she dropped the ball, and they're like, "Oh, you gotta take the ball with you. It's a COVID ball."
That's crazy. That's crazy. And yeah, these poor kids, they don't know any better. Even Bella, you know, she's older. She's a freshman. She's still young enough that she doesn't know any better. You know, right. My kids definitely don't know better.
Yeah. She's just, the kids her age and Quentin's age, who's sophomore, are just, they're just kind of this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is stupid, yeah, is what they hear. And it all depends. And the thing is, everybody's getting all their information off of off social media now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids don't watch the news or read a newspaper or any of that stuff. And so depending on which TikTok thread they're on, they're either, this is the worst, deadliest virus in the world, is going to kill you, or the virus is fake and everything's stupid. And what did Quentin just tell me the other day? Some crazy story about Trump. He came in here and asked me, he's like, I wish I could remember what it was, because it was ridiculous. Did Donald Trump really just do whatever he said? And I'm like, no. It's all over. That's all I'm seeing on all my Instagram and TikTok, and that's what everybody should. And it's like, this is why our country is going to be in deep shit in a few more years.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in more shit than we're already in now, when that generation is, or the voting public, not because there's anything necessarily wrong with that generation, because of the way they get their information, nothing's filtered. And so they just, and they, I mean, he knows well enough to know, I'm not going to believe everything I see, so mm-hmm, I'm going to check it out. But a lot of them don't. Like, his friends are arguing, like, it's legit, dude. I just saw it. Blah, blah, blah. It really happened.
Yeah.
And it was complete bullshit.
Yeah, it's sad. That's sad. I don't remember where I was going to say after that. Something.
I've been trying to do a good job of derailing you.
I know. You keep bringing me down.
I know.
I want to talk about sports and kids.
Talk about sports.
Sports.
I only have one kid that plays sports right now. So.
Well, you got multiple kids that plays. Well, you got two kids that play sports.
Yeah.
Just, well, one's not playing right now. I
mean, currently in this moment, they're only the...
So going forward, I mean, obviously you let Bella play.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to let Parker play when he gets ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay with him wrestling when it comes wrestling season?
Yeah. Yeah. I would let him wrestle right now. And maybe I'm a bad parent. Maybe I'm wrong. And like I said, but I don't think we stop it. I think if my kid's going to get it, he's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that wearing a mask or limiting that stuff is going, it may mean he doesn't get it here, but then he'll get it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he might not have got it on his way into the plane, but he's going to get it as soon as he takes his fucking mask off. It's, you know, I just don't think you can stop it. And also, I do believe the scientists when they say that it rarely affects. And now, certainly there are anecdotal instances
mm-hmm,
where kids are, you know, where young kids have gotten and had bad reactions to it or died from it.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the CDC, it's extremely rare. It's extremely rare to be transferred asymptomatically. So if nobody's got a fever, nobody's sick, they're unlikely to spread it. And then kids they're just bad. The way it was, a Fauci said one time, they're just bad hosts for it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, they rarely get real sick from it, and they rarely spread it from kids. So, you know, with that, and that coupled with just my overarching belief that you can't stop nature, if there was wrestling open right now, I would let him wrestle.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. My kids are wrestling right now because I am a bad parent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's gonna give you shit. Like,
go for it. That's fine.
No, it's gonna be that is irresponsible parenting. How can you do that to your kids? I'm sure there's people actually thinking that right now.
You know, another worry I have with this whole situation is with skipping sports. So like where my kids go, they're not having football. They're not having any youth football. Mm-hmm. Now, they may end up having high school football, but they're not having any youth football whatsoever. Right. So now, next year, if they come back to football, are my kids even going to want to play football?
It's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. And it's not just my kids. Are other kids not going to want to play football?
It depends on the kid. There's those kids that are so super duper into sports. Mm-hmm. Which wasn't, you know, and I don't know exactly how Maddox and Sagan are, but like with Parker, has always been like, Parker, we're playing baseball this year. Okay. And then mm-hmm. he goes out there and he's like, dude, just happy to be here. He's never been like, man, can't wait for football season to start. Yeah. So,
But I guess because I went to Bridgman where I went, and we've already had programs cut for other reasons. Mm-hmm. So that's what I imagine is like down the road, these programs starting to get cut because they don't have the interest. Mm-hmm. Like we don't have a wrestling team. My kids wrestle for a totally different school that they don't go to.
Right.
Because it's the only way they can wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot of programs like this. Bridgman lost a football team at one point.
They didn't have floor hockey for a while there.
And they didn't have floor hockey. I mean, there's a lot of things that they've lost mm-hmm. and got back. But I worry about that moving forward. You know, football's already – Bridgman this year was already playing 7-on-7, I think.
8-on-8. Eight. And that's varsity. Varsity football is playing 8-on-8 football.
8-on-8. So, they already moved away from 11-on-11.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a whole different conference having to travel all over the state just to play.
Right.
So how much more is this going to hurt that program?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to lose a football team completely? Then you've got kids that'll never get to play football or right. they have to transfer out of a school. I worry about so many stupid things like this.
But what do you say to the people that say, well, you're just going to, you know, your kids not being having the opportunity to play sports isn't more important than the health of our nation?
I don't know, because I'm an idiot. I truly don't. I mean, I'm a big believer in sports.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in the development of kids through sports.
Right. I agree.
I come from a family. I've probably told this story before, but I come from a split family. I have two siblings on one side, two siblings on the other side. I'm the only one from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't listen, so I can say this because it's not going to be very nice. Yeah. But the two siblings that come from my mother's side played sports growing up, completely all the way through high school, played sports. Very high functioning, developed, successful people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily mean in their career, just in their life.
Right.
Like they're developed, high functioning, very social. Everything about them, they're good to go. You know, they're a quote unquote normal person.
Mm-hmm.
I have two siblings on my dad's side that never played sports, never did any extracurriculars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just sports. I say that, but extracurriculars. They didn't do stuff.
Right.
And I have a sister that's the most socially awkward person you've ever met. She's intelligent as hell,
mm-hmm.
but she just can't get along in a social environment. She can't get along. She just can't be out in public almost.
Right.
The big difference is we had extracurriculars on one side and not on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing that I see. Maybe I'm totally wrong for pointing that out. Maybe that's not at all what it is.
I think there's something to it. I don't know in your particular situation. I think it's good that you added extracurricular because mm-hmm. I think that, you know, my oldest boy, the one editing this video right mm-hmm. now, you know, as a parent for a while was kind of much to my chagrin, just kind of he did sports for a while and then it wasn't his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it was a bummer for me because I was always a big athlete, but you know, he does other things. You know, he was in the marching band and actually did get into the golf team last year. Mm-hmm. But he's been in clubs and robotics clubs and now he gets into like video editing and stuff. But either way, there's what he's being faced with are challenges being faced with adversity. And learning how to work with other people and work in a team.
That's exactly it. Is that communication, learning those teamwork mm-hmm. skills. And that's, I always end up saying sports, but I truly like I.
But you can get those same skills on the debate team.
Absolutely.
Or the chess club.
Anything extracurricular where you're having to build teamwork and communication skills. Like mm-hmm. those are huge factors in life.
Right.
So that's where I start to see this, you know, tear things apart is when you start losing these programs and then you start getting kids disinterested in things and pulling back and you're staying at home. Not only that, you're becoming unhealthy. You know, you're sitting on the couch watching TV right. all day. There's so many factors that worry me losing sports like this.
Yeah. I hope that they're not gone. But there's a lot of things I think about. Like Becky always says, you know, music is life for Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Like if she would rather go blind than go deaf if she had the choice.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Because she loves music. And we were driving this weekend and heard, one of our favorite Eric Churches. We've been to several of his concerts
mm-hmm.
and song was on him. And she's like, are we ever going to get to see live music again?
So side note on this, I love how when you talk about Becky listening to this song, listening to Eric Church, that's not the Becky I know. Every time I'm with Becky and we listen to music,
it's Snoop Dogg.
It's gangster rap.
That's drunk Becky.
That's drunk Becky.
Drunk Becky likes the gangster rap. But yeah, she's like, are we ever going to hear live music again? It's like, God, I hope so. Yeah, not even for us, as you know, it just of course we all want to get back to normal. Of course, we all want to have those experiences again. But in the same token, as we're talking about these sports, I think about those, you know, musicians and comedians and actors. You know, like I said, I know a lot of people who in LA, you know, for my work on my TV show and other projects I've worked on, I have a lot of people that I've become friends with in LA that work in that industry, and they're hurting, hurting bad because they're just shut down. You know, it kind of shut us down for a season two of the TV show. For now, we can't do it. We can't do shit. You know, the show came out, had some of the best ratings auctions ever seen. And we're just like, but that's not my job. It's only part of my job. So I'm fine. But then like, but the producer, my showrunner, I've talked to her, Dominie, several times. And she's just like, I got to get back to fucking work. I'm going to lose my fucking house if something doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like there's, so it's a good parallel, I think, to what we're talking about with these sports is like, are these things going to come back? If so, what does that look like? And then how is it affecting people? And it's affecting people a lot. And I just hope, you know, good news. Want some good news?
I do want some good news.
Some good news is they say that there's a vaccine that's just, they say by the end of the year, there'll be a vaccine. I don't know that I'll take it. I don't do flu shots. I don't do any of that stuff. But, man, if it comes out and it works and that can get us all back to normal, then let's do it.
You'd think that I would be a flu shot guy after I almost died from the flu, but I'm still not a flu shot guy.
Right. That's because that's why you got the flu.
I almost died. They straight up told me I was going to die, basically.
Yeah.
And I still don't do the flu shot. Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before.
You got to stop calling yourself. It's like the 10th time today you said that. You're not an idiot.
I said that when we did stand-up. That was part of my thing. I said, I draw pictures for a living. That has nothing to do with the story. I just want to tell everybody I'm an idiot.
Right. But yeah, the flu shot, I mean, that's a whole other thing in itself. But that's what I worry about with this. It kind of comes back to you can't stop nature. That, you know, I'm not overly optimistic about the vaccine. I think it's going to help us get back on track to get back to normal. But I remember when they came out with a vaccine for the flu. I mean, I wasn't there that day. But, you know, they came out with a vaccine for the flu. And then the flu mutated. And they came out with a vaccine for that. And it mutated again and again and again and again. And now, every year when you get a flu shot, they're like, well, there's 500 different strains of the flu. Let's roll the dice and pick three that we think are going to be the three big ones and give everybody the flu shot and they get every other fucking strain that's out. You know, it's not necessarily effective, but man, a topic for another day as we're running along, but kind of something to think about is I have concerns when this vaccine comes out that, and it kind of sounds conspiracy theory type, that it's going to be, you have to take the vaccine. The government is forcing you to take the vaccine. Because people are like, they'll never do that with me. It's like, but they can by doing things like you have to have, you remember when they changed the driver's license where you had to get the verified thing on it and the real ID or whatever to go on an airplane? If they put something like that, like you have to have this thing on your driver's license to get on a plane. That thing says you've been vaccinated for COVID-19. Or if you're going to go to a sporting event or if you're going to go wherever where they start saying, if you don't have proof of vaccine,
you can't go.
You can't go to things. Oof. And that is some big time government overreach that I am not comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that either. Not at all. I am happy we talked about this today. I know it's a weird topic, but I knew that me and you could talk about it because it's something I wanted to get off my chest because I've been thinking about it a lot.
You just walked in here pulling my string, just waiting to go.
I kind of did, but it's just been something that's with sports coming back finally, you know, especially in the mainstream, you know, the NFL's back, baseball's back, basketball's back. Like sports has been weighing on me so much and worrying about my kids, not worrying about the flu, you know, not worrying about, I almost said the flu. It's not the fucking flu, not worrying about COVID, but just worrying about like their mental health going through sports and being able to do this. It's worried me so much and bothered me so much that I just wanted to talk about it a little bit to somebody.
I'm glad we did because I've been dealing with it, you know, with Bella quite a bit with, you know, she's really, really frustrated with, as a matter of fact, she ended up not going to school yesterday, which I have a feeling she was playing hooky and it's because she didn't want to go to deal with volleyball.
Yeah.
I think, you know, she's sick of it and she loves it. She's so good at it, but it's rough. So I'm glad we talked about it. I'm sure that all of you have now have a very clear picture on, you know, what's happening in the world and where you're going next and how to solve all the world's problems thanks to us geniuses explaining all that to you.
I'm the idiot.
We need to start a hashtag for Zach to stop calling himself an idiot.
Or Zach's an idiot.
You know, it'd be easier. That'd be the hashtag. Zach's an idiot. Hashtag yeah. Zach's an idiot.
I like that.
But when you see it, that means stop calling yourself an idiot.
I like it. Keep using it.
Thanks for being my friend.
I love you, buddy.
Love you, too. Love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bob and Weave is an NBI Studios production, produced and edited by Mike Bussing, music by Shane Yoder of PutThemInASong.com. The artwork and our logo was created by Zach, and the video editing was done by me. You can connect with us on all forms of social media at Bob Weave Pod. And if you'd rather watch than listen, check out the Bob and Weave Podcast on YouTube. If you have any questions or a guest request, you can email us at contact@BobWeavePod.com. And if you like the show, please take a minute to go on iTunes and rate and review us. On behalf of myself and Zach, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.